Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts.
Faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
All right, welcome. Glad you are with us. We're going to be joined by Dr. Andy Woods. I'm tired today. Well, it's Friday, so I'm usually tired by Fridays. But I'm particularly tired today because I was awakened at 4 a.m. this morning with my red alert alarms from Israel going off. And it just kept going off over and over and over at 4 a.m. Central Time here in America this morning. I'm telling you, folks, if you guys go and get that alarm, you're going to understand what it's like to a small degree. I said to my wife, that's really troubling, right? At 4 a.m., you get awakened to this alarm over and over and over. But imagine if you're actually getting awakened by the alarm and you're in, you know, the proximity to be killed. So what I'm trying to say is if you want just a small percentage of an understanding of what that's like, put that alarm on your phone, that red alert alarm, and you'll figure out real quick what this is like. But then you have to add the feeling of what it would be like to know that these are live missiles coming at you if those alarms are in your area. And then my phone started going off like crazy at about 11 o'clock Central Time today. So there's still an awful lot going on in Israel now. There are well over 800 rockets have shot into Israel. So continue to pray for Israel and the people of Israel. Very, very troubling what's happening. Down on the border now, we had a report last night from Todd Bensman. Todd Bensman joined us on the phone last night. We played a lot of video footage that he's providing to us and on his Twitter feed. It's crazy what's happening, folks. I'm dealing with it in my Worldview Report news broadcast tonight. You are watching the collapse of America, folks, in real time. You are watching the collapse of America in real time. And I wonder what percentage of Americans really know what's happening. What percentage of Americans really understand what's happening? Maybe they know, but do they know why this is happening? I got to get this earpiece worked out. Hang on. This is driving me crazy. I just gotten wrapped around something here. Do they know why this is all happening? I don't think they do know why this is all happening. They see what's happening on the border, but do they know what's behind it and who's behind it? Do they know that this is the CCP sending us people that are military-age males? How are these people making it, all right? You just decide one morning you're going to get up and leave China? I don't think so. Where are you getting the money to pay the coyotes to bring you here? I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. Oh, there's been lockdowns in China. They're fleeing the lockdowns in China. Don't buy it. What percentage of that is the case? And they all happen to be military-age males. And then we know that China, not only China, but Iran is sending people in here. We heard from Todd Bensman the other night the number of Islamists. Many of them are from Islamic nations. This is the red-green axis. The Biden regime has collapsed the border. We now have, from Representative James Comer, coming out that the Biden family, extended Biden family members, have taken upwards of $10 million through a consortium of different LLCs. Some of them were set up, according to James Comer, Congressman Comer, while Biden was vice president. We have a CCP compromise puppet in the White House. We have the banks that are insolvent. They've been insolvent for a long time. We've been telling you guys that. And I'm sure some of you thought we were crazy when we were telling you years ago these banks were already insolvent if they used traditional accounting and put their derivatives on the books. Now some Americans are waking up and understanding that they really are insolvent. We've got a drug war that's being fueled by the CCP with the American government. The American government is a matter of fact. The Sinaloa Network is worked with the deep state and the U.S. government and the DEA and the ATF and all of these groups to get guns and gun running and taking out their competition. Our government we have become a narco state. We have become a narco state. And then you have the Texas governor who, after Todd Benzman, I don't know if you guys know this or not, after Todd Benzman put out the footage he did, which we highlighted along with a few other shows, and I say a few, I mean a few shows actually highlighted this. So Twitter feed and our show, Steve Bannon's show, but that's really about it, that showed the footage of what was happening with the migrants, the immigrants, swimming over the river there from Mexico into Texas and just walking right up the side of the bank. Apparently that footage embarrassed the governor of Texas. That's my opinion. He got embarrassed by that. Isn't he running for president? That's a joke. He's a rhino, in my opinion. So now he goes out there with some of the Texas National Guard, and they're putting up razor wire, and literally they're acting like football players and pushing some of these people back. But now the razor wire is doing that for them. How long is that going to last? And is that symbolism over substance? Is that symbolism over substance? I'm not buying this idea that the Texas governor couldn't have done more. Or apparently the Texas governor is a very weak office. And I understand it probably is. The lieutenant governor's office is probably more powerful. That's the case in some states. But I'm not buying this little show right now from Governor Abbott with the razor wire. He's known this was coming for over a year, or not to mention what's been going on for years and years. But this is the collapse of the American border for the World Economic Forum to erase borders. Remember Jean Monnet, the father of the European Union, and his five-step plan for how you bring about a supranational authority. One of them is open borders and common currency. Open borders and common currency. So get ready, Americans. They're going to kill our culture, what's left of it, the American culture. People are being murdered simply because they're white. Have you read that in the news lately? Have you read the news lately? A couple weeks ago, a guy murdered. He didn't know the person that murdered him. He was murdered simply because he was white. Where did this come from? This is the race war. This is the race war that we go back to the 1960s. And many of the Soviet-sponsored agents in America during the Cold War were agitating for a race war. This came out in some of the hearings as well in the 50s. They were agitating for a race war in the 60s, hoping guerrilla warfare would break out in American cities. Economic warfare, that's happening with nations attacking our banks, our currency, getting rid of the American dollars, the world reserve currency, BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and now all these other nations that want to join, Iran, Saudi Arabia, it goes on and on, Argentina, goes on and on and on. But there's also a manufactured race war. And many of these immigrants coming here, you understand why they're coming here, right? You understand why. They think they're winning the American dream. They're going to come here and they're going to make better wages and send more money back home. And that's what we have heard from people that we have interviewed. They come up here and they hope if they can get by for 2 or 3 years and make enough money, the money goes so far back in Latin America that some of them are building concrete mansions. literal concrete mansions. And the mansions are under construction while they're here in America doing the construction work that they're paid to do to send the money back home, which goes so far, and they're hoping they can work here long enough to send enough money home that goes so far there that they can get their house built, their mansion built, before they get booted out. Well, they're not going to get booted out. We're reading today that the Biden regime is giving court dates to some of these people, and their court date isn't until 2035. They're also getting cell phones. We're getting reports of cell phones being given to them, provided by the American taxpayer to keep track of them, supposedly. To keep track of them, and their court dates are for 2035. There will be no America by 2035. How many of you think America will exist in 2035? I don't think America exists now. Is this the America you were raised in? Is this the America you were raised in with the rule of law, where Lady Justice was blind, or not? Because we're living in a country now where you can literally have a criminal in the White House. I believe that's what you have, a creepy individual with all kinds of illegal behavior going on, according to Congressman James Comer, according to two women that are U.S. Congresswomen who have seen what they say is 2,000 pages of documents in the Treasury Department, that this family's even involved in prostitution rings. Now, that's their report, not mine. I haven't seen it. I'd like to see those 2,000 pages. We know what the Clintons can get away with, the Obamas can get away with. There is no rule of law. Terry Turchie, the former assistant deputy director of the counterterrorism division of the FBI, said that. There's no rule of law. You've got the rule of law being broken, apparently, by the Secretary of State, Blinken. Now by the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, Mayorkas. This is a corrupt narco state that's now running the country, with the FBI acting like jackbooted thugs going after moms and constitutionalists and pro-lifers. America, as we know it, has collapsed, but it's about to accelerate. I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but this is your warning. This is your warning that you had better be preparing to protect your family. You had better be exercising, in my opinion, your Second Amendment rights, and make sure you have what you need to physically protect your family for what's coming, and in many regards, what's here. There are communities in this nation. I'm not a big fan of most HOAs, because a lot of times HOAs have little unsuccessful people get on the HOAs, and they think they have some power for the first time in their life. They have a little power because they've not accomplished anything in their life personally. And so they use the little power they have on the HOA to be a bully. Or they use it because they're using it as a political position to persecute conservatives, Republicans, Christians. I can tell you stories. But the HOAs that are run by people, and I know of one or two, that are run by legitimate people that know what's going on and want to serve their neighborhood. There are HOAs in this country that have people that have a brain and understand reason, logic, and context. And guess what they're starting to talk about? Raising their HOA dues so they can put on full-time security to patrol their neighborhood at night. Some of them are now talking about raising HOA dues so they can take over the paving of the roads in their neighborhood because they want to make it a gated community. And when you do that, in a lot of cities, you have to then take over paying for the maintenance of the roads. Did you know that? In some cities and towns, you say, well, we want to make our neighborhood a gated community. Fine. The city's going to say you're now responsible for the maintenance and care of those roads. So when they need to be resealed or repaved with asphalt every few years, that's on you guys. And so the HOAs are now, some of them are starting to study how much will we have to raise our dues for a neighborhood of several hundred homes in order to make it a gated community. Now, why are they talking like that? Because some of them that are on these HOAs are realizing what is here and what is coming. But the average American doesn't. And as I'm reporting in my news report tonight, get your face out of your phone when you're walking to your car and out in public. Get your face out of your phone. Pay attention to your surroundings. People are being murdered by people they don't even know. And it's about to get worse. We'll be right back. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Are you concerned about the current financial state of not only America, but the world? Are you concerned about, well, the enslavement that can come to you through a digital currency where they can track every movement, every transaction, or turn you off? How about the merging of a digital economy with a social credit score? We saw through the COVID tyranny just how tyrannical our government can be to those who love liberty and freedom, to small business owners as well as large business owners, to the invasion of privacy. If you're looking for a way to secure your financial future, well, can I recommend you get the free packet of information from Wes Peters at Swiss America? We've been working with Swiss America for over 16 years as a sponsor of our radio shows, our TV shows, and our conferences, our free Worldview Weekend rallies we held all over America. Again, we've been working with them for over 16 years. In fact, Wes Peters shows up at our national conference at the Ozarks almost every year, and he sits and has meals and visits with many of our attendees who are now his clients. That speaks volumes, doesn't it? Well, I don't give financial advice, but I do give financial opinion. And I believe you should call Swiss America right now and get their free, no-obligation packet of information. In fact, you don't even have to call. You can actually text Wes Peters right on his cell phone. Give him your name and mailing address and let him know you would like the free, no-obligation packet of information mentioned by Brandon House. You can text him at 602-558-8585. That's 602-558-8585. I'll give that again if you want to get a pen and piece of paper. Remember, when you get this packet of information, here's what I would recommend. Go through it. Write down all your questions. And then after you've thoroughly researched the information he sent you, then you can call him back up, set up a time and an appointment to visit with him and have all your questions answered. Do your due diligence. Do your homework. There is no template for every person. Every person is in a separate situation, right? So, my friends, do your homework and then ask a lot of questions. Once you're satisfied with all of your homework, then you can make a decision that is best for you. Again, it starts, I think, though, with getting that free packet of information. No obligation. Just simply text him your name and address. He'll send it on its way. And you'll get to learn the difference between bullion, freshly minted silver coins or gold coins, and what is known as numismatic, 1933 and older. You can learn about how to put gold in your IRA. These are questions, again, that you can get answered through that packet of information and conversations with Wes Peters at Swiss America. So again, just simply text him your name and address, 602-558-8585, 602-558-8585, and that free packet of information will be on its way. Thanks. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com, worldviewradio.com. Joining me now is Dr. Andy Woods. Dr. Woods, welcome back to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Brandon, good to be here. Thanks for having me.
You want to comment on my opening monologue? I know it's kind of doom and gloom here, but I'm trying to get people to realize this is where we're at. This is all orchestrated. It's being done on purpose, and all I can do is ask for people to prepare and prepare physically and accordingly. You're in Texas, so I don't know how much you're monitoring this, but I'm monitoring this stuff, as you know, 24/7. And I've got a pretty good track record of writing books, things, you know, black writing on white paper going back to 1993, radio shows and TV shows that show that I'm pretty good at predicting trends and telling and watching and seeing what's happening and studying it, knowing who's behind it. I mean, that's what I do. That's what I do. I guess Jimmy Kimmel said to Mike Lindell when he was the last there, "Where did you find Brandon House?" He was in his office visiting with him, and he said, "Where's he at?" And he said, "He's in Tennessee." And I guess Kimmel said to him, "Well, he's pretty good at what he does." And Mike Lindell's response was, "Well, he should be. He's been doing it for 33 years." And that's the reality. If we weren't good at doing this, we should have quit. But we've gotten good at studying the trends, going to the source, reading their papers where they actually tell us it's not hard what they want to do. What do you make of what I'm telling the American people they better be preparing for?
Well, obviously, I agree with it. I would just take it, if I could add something, I would say this has been in the works for a long time.
100 years. I think 100 years.
At least. But I, you know, you take it back to the two Bush administrations. And let's do this. Let's go back even further. Let's go to Ronald Reagan. I mean, as conservatives, we love Ronald Reagan, but he was weak on the amnesty issue.
He gave a bunch of them amnesty, right?
Yeah. Now, here's the deal. Republicans traditionally have liked all this illegal immigration because of cheap labor for business. Democrats like all this illegal immigration because their philosophy is we're going to get everybody signed up for social programs, and they're going to end up voting for the party that promises to expand the social programs the most. So both Republicans and Democrats, now Trump was a big exception to this, but both Republicans and Democrats have historically loved illegal immigration. And so neither party has done a thing about it. Trump was an anomaly, you know, coming from outside the system that actually tried to do something. And so when we look at illegal immigration today, it's the product of the uniparty, you know, going back decades. We can go back to Reagan, who we both love, and we can go back before that. I mean, this is like the ripened fruit of seeds that were planted a long time ago. It's just our generation is seeing the bad tree spring up.
Yeah, indeed. And while you were talking, I just got 3 red alert notifications from my app that I've added to my phone. I don't know if you've ever heard of this app. You can add to your phone and get notified every time a rocket is launched into Israel. While you were talking, I just got 3 alerts, 3 rockets.
Well, since I don't like being woken up at 4 in the morning, I may take a pass on that. I'll just read the headlines if that's okay.
Yeah. Well, you know what's interesting is a lot of these things are not in the headlines. Nope. I don't, right. Other than Jerusalem Post or Israel 365, you know, websites that are committed to Israel. Have you heard much about what's happening to Israel in the news the last 48 hours, Andy?
No.
No.
I've tried to search this morning on a couple of articles, but in one sense, that app is really good because it shows you the unfair circumstances Israelis live under every day. I mean, what if bombs were coming to into our country? And all the international community told us to do was divide Washington, D.C., give away California and New York to the bomb throwers, and then otherwise keep your mouth shut. I mean, obviously our country, I hope, would not tolerate that. And yet that's what tiny Israel is told to do, you know, every single incident where one of these things happens.
What I know you and I both are not fans of the Abraham Accords. Explain to our audience, because so many people are, even some Bible prophecy people were for the Abraham Accords. Why have you been opposed to the Abraham Accords?
Well, I look at the Abraham Accords through the lens of prophecy. And, you know, you can put on your – when you analyze it, you can put on your political hat or you can put on your prophecy hat. I mean, I think what's more important than politics is the prophetic angle. And to me, the Abraham Accords are fascinating because they're setting the stage for prophecy to be fulfilled. One of the prophecies is in Ezekiel 38, verse 13, which hardly gets any attention by prophecy teachers. We're so focused on the invaders. But there's this little verse right there that says Sheba and Dedan will protest the invasion. Sheba and Dedan would represent Saudi Arabia. And so Saudi Arabia is the next nation to enter into the Abraham Accords. The Abraham Accords are not really peace agreements. Basically, they're normalization agreements. And basically, it's a deal where if an Islamic nation will simply recognize Israel's right to exist, then Israel will open up to that nation what I call the 4 T's. Trade, tourism, travel, and technology. And there have been several Gulf states that have entered into the Abraham Accords. Morocco has entered into the Abraham Accords. Now, Saudi Arabia is the next one to fall. And that would completely explain Sheba and Dedan or Saudi Arabia's protest when the Gog Magog invasion of Ezekiel 38 and chapters 38 and 39 happens. Why are they protesting? Because they're benefiting from Israel. And so for the first time, you have an explanation why a, a little tiny verse that most people skip over is going to happen the way it's going to happen. It relates to Saudi Arabia not liking what's happening because she's benefiting from Israel, albeit the Abraham Accords. So that's sort of the angle that I look at it through. The political analysis, you know, I could leave up to other people.
So, but does the Abraham Accords require Israel to give up anything that you think is involved in dividing their land?
Well, it's giving up the four T's, you know, trade, travel, tourism, technology, and she's giving it up to people that are liars. I mean, the Quran in these Islamic-dominated countries, the Quran allows you to lie. It's something called taqiyya, as long as you're advancing the cause of Islam. A devout Jew can't lie because of the Ten Commandments. One of the commandments being thou shalt not bear false witness. But in Islam, you're allowed to lie. So if you're offering the four T's to a nation that promises to recognize your existence, I mean, how do you know what they're saying is even true? So from that angle, I would think from a political angle, you know, the Abraham Accords are not in the business or not in the good business, the blessings of Israel, because she's entering into an agreement with people that are proven liars and theologically are allowed to lie.
And what was the date? Do you know the date when the Abraham Accords really became a thing, the date?
Well, it was in the works for a long time through Jared Kushner, you remember?
Yeah.
And it was kept under wraps, and I think they really didn't become prominent until, 2017, 2018, right in there.
Okay, the Abraham Accords are a series of joint normalization statements initially between Israel, the United Arab Emirates, and Bahrain, effective since September 15th, 2020. Mediated by the United States, the initial announcement on August 13th, 2020, concerned only Israel and the United Arab Emirates before the announcement of a follow-up agreement between Israel and Bahrain on September 11th, 2020. September 15th, 2020, the official signing ceremony for the Abraham Accords was hosted by the United States at the White House. As part of the dual agreements, both the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain recognized Israel's sovereignty, enabling the establishment of full diplomatic relations. Now, that is a good thing, but not if it requires Israel to have to give up anything. So I go back to, do you know what the Abraham Accords require Israel to give up?
They're not the typical land for peace thing. They're different. They're not peace treaties. They are normalization agreements. I mean, Israel is supposed to share, you're right up there, said diplomatic relations, but I think there's more to it than that. Trade, travel, tourism, technology, that's what Israel gives up in exchange for a Islamic nation recognizing Israel's existence. Because Israel, as you probably know, doesn't even appear on most Islamic maps.
Right. Do you have to take this agreement, Abraham Accords, do you have to take it and put it with other agreements for it to make a complete puzzle?
A puzzle for what? A puzzle for prophecy?
A puzzle for helping to dismantle Israel, for Israel to have to give up stuff.
I mean, my understanding is it's different than the Land for Peace treaties that she had with Egypt and Jordan.
I guess what I'm getting at, is there any reason to believe that the signing of this agreement in September of 2020 would do anything to invoke the anger or wrath of God?
Well, if Israel is indeed entering into agreements with proven liars, then that may indeed invoke his wrath, because she's trusting in people that are untrustworthy.
Because I'm noticing
trusting in the Lord.
The signing date, September 15, 2020, and what was released in September of 2020 in China? September was the month that COVID was released
COVID,
in China.
Yeah. Yep.
And look what that did to our nation. I guess what I'm trying to correlate is, you know, this idea of as America's done unto Israel, then we start seeing, and I don't know how much you believe in this idea, that whenever we see in the Bush administration, George H. Bush or George W. or Obama or Clinton, you see horrible things happen. I mean, I remember reporting here with John McTernan, who wrote that book, As America's Done Unto Israel, that when George H. Bush, you know, as soon as he signed on to something, his house at Kennebunkport was wiped out by a storm, you know.
Yeah. Well, I would connect the dots that way as follows, and this may not be very popular for me to say on Lindell TV, but Donald Trump, on the positive side, allowed Israel to annex the Golan Heights. That's a plus. He moved the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. That's a plus. But on the very negative side, he went through with the Jared Kushner Trump peace plan, which basically, as much as people wanted to spin it a certain way, it does divide Jerusalem. It takes the Islamic and at the same time, really the Islamic interpretation of the Temple Mount. And so once that hit Trump's Twitter feed and he put a picture up of Israel divided now, according to the Trump so-called Trump peace plan, right after that, you can start to see COVID develop and the voter fraud issue and all of these other things where most people prior to that considered Trump a shoo-in for re-election. The economy was roaring along. And so I think Donald Trump, on the positive side, did more for Israel than any other president. But I think he really, and I don't know how much of this was his thinking or Jared Kushner's thinking, but he really went, I think he got on the wrong side of God with the Trump peace plan.
Well, you and I
that
are.
In turn led to COVID.
You are saying what I was. You're now saying what I was trying to draw out of you, because we don't rehearse this. So I was saying, you're now saying what I was trying to draw out of you, if you believe that, because I agree with you. And you can
in
say.
Well, I said that at your conference in 2019 before it happened.
Yes, you did. You absolutely did. It's on video. Yes, you can say that on VCY America. You can say that on WVW TV. And yes, you can say that on Lindell TV, because we're about the truth, right? And you did it balanced. You praised Trump where he was to be praised, and you gave the warning. Hey, look, there are a lot of people that were even in the Trump administration that are not happy with Kushner. We'll be right back. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Do you have food insurance? I'm sure you have car insurance, life insurance, house insurance, medical insurance. But what about food insurance? We saw after COVID just how vulnerable our just-in-time inventory is. We saw what happened to basics like soups, meat, paper towels, toilet paper. This again showed the fragile nature of our just-in-time inventory. In fact, we've now, since COVID, seen, well, what appears to be an orchestrated attack on our food and food processing plants. And then, of course, now the war on poultry, chickens. Well, we know that many of these things the elite do, they plan. And they plan it for one reason, control. A few years ago, I did a whole series on how they plan to control us. Food, finances, firearms, foreign invasion, family health care. I listed multiple F's that they can use to control us. One of them, of course, is food and finances. We talk about those things a lot. In fact, I think it was about 2020, the Rockefeller Foundation put out a document called Reset the Table, where they're talking about nationalizing our food industry. That sounds dangerous, doesn't it? Well, food is a great way to control people. And if you would like to have your own food insurance, as I've had for my family since 2013, then we invite you to go to WVWTVstore.com and check out the freeze-dried food we offer. It's actually really good. Tastes really good. You can get everything from a two-week kit to a 72-hour test kit just to try it out. Then you can get a three-month kit, 6 months, year, 2 year. If you do a 2 year or more, we advise you to use the phone and Libby will cut you a deal on shipping. So you can order online at WVWTVstore.com. That's WVWTVstore.com. Or by calling 901-468-9357. 901-468-9357. As I said, I've had emergency freeze-dried food for my family since 2013. I didn't mention it on the air until 2016. When I did, well, we got a lot of emails, texts, and phone calls. What'd you get? Where'd you get it? How do we get it? We thought, well, you know what? If our audience wants it, let's provide that service to our audience, and we'll use a reasonable profit in there to fund our broadcast network. And that's exactly what we've done. So I know you can purchase your emergency freeze-dried food from a lot of different sources. Thank you for purchasing it from us, because we're able to provide you with a service, and it's a big part of our general operating budget to keep offering free radio shows and free TV shows. By the way, they're free to you, but not to us. We have to pay thousands and thousands of dollars a month in bandwidth bill to push out free programming. So if you appreciate that fact, please consider ordering your emergency freeze-dried food from us at WVWTVstore.com. That's WVWTVstore.com or by calling 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. With all this happening in the world today, why would you not want your own food insurance? Thank you. All right, so welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, website worldviewradio.com. And so you and I were, we're on the same page. I'm kind of noticing this September 15, 2020 deal is signed. COVID gets released. The things start happening in America. The voter fraud. We now are in financial collapse. Our borders are collapsing. And I wonder if this is a part of God's judgment on our country. And as I cited several times this week, Andy, Leviticus, Deuteronomy mentioned the things God will do to Israel when they disobey him. And I wonder if we're not seeing some of those things in Leviticus and Deuteronomy happen to America. We're not Israel, but how many ways or different ways can God choose to judge a nation? And you see they take a lot of seed out to the field, but bring a little back in, economic distress, losing their houses, invasion by their enemies. I mean, these are the things you see how God judges the nation. Of course, then when he does give them over, those nations start to embrace the worship of nature, the LGBTQ lifestyle. You have massive violence. You have crime. And you have people flaunting and inventing. Literally, Romans 1 speaks about them inventing evil. So I have to wonder if what is happening now hasn't the final tipping point for God wasn't our response to Israel combined with our continued celebration of inventing ways to be evil against God. I wonder if we are on the backside of the mountain and there is going to be zero solutions to this problem, that the die is cast, America is collapsing, and it will collapse. What say you?
Well, I don't see a statute of limitations for Genesis 12, verse 3. God says, I'll curse those who curse you. And when you go over to the book of Joel, chapter 3, verse 2, it says, here's why the tribulation period is coming. And it lists the sin. It says they, that's the nations, the world community, they, Joel 3, verse 2, anybody can look it up in the Bible and see it, they have divided my land. And so what is going to bring the tribulation period to the earth is not abortion or homosexuality or evolution in the schools, as serious as those issues are. The proverbial straw that will break the camel's back will be the deliberate division of the land of Israel by the world community. And once that happens, God says enough is enough. That's why it's never gone well for any administration. You mentioned the first Bush, right on into the present. Any administration that gets in the business of dividing Israel's land, it's never gone well for them. And I think that's where we find ourselves today.
Yeah. Well, let's go through some of these articles and headlines. Here's the first one. Biden advisors brief Israel's Netanyahu on Saudi talks. Tell me about this, please.
Well, there's the normalization right there. In fact, there's a key line in this particular article. It says, achieving a full normalization between Israel and Saudi Arabia is in the national security interest of the U.S. So we always said Saudi Arabia, albeit Ezekiel 38, verse 13, Sheba and Dedan, which we went into a little bit earlier, is going to be the next nation to fall under the auspices of the Abraham Accords. And so right there in print, you can see the stage being set for that. I never fully knew how Ezekiel 38 verse 13 would be fulfilled, but to my mind, the Abraham Accords have given us that explanation.
Explain again what you mean by that, just for those who maybe just passed them by.
Well, if Saudi Arabia enters into a normalization agreement with Israel and is benefiting because of Israel, now you have the explanation why Saudi Arabia or Sheba and Dedan are going to speak up on behalf of Israel when Iran, Turkey, and Russia, albeit Ezekiel 38 and 39, invade the land of Israel. Mm-hmm. I mean, why would Saudi Arabia be the lone dissenter? Well, there's never been much of an explanation for that. Well, now we have it.
Fascinating. Let's look at the next one. Russia, Syria, Turkey, and Iran hold high-level talks in Moscow. Well, there's your coalition, part of your coalition right there.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I cited it. And Syria is involved. The reason Syria is involved is because the big three, Russia, Turkey, and Iran, are now perched in Syria, which is right on Israel's northern border. So if those three are going to invade Israel, Ezekiel 38 and 39, doesn't it stand to reason that they would start to cooperate with each other?
Well, and look at
and
the,
so the fact.
The subtitle there. The talks are taking place as Syrian President Bashar Assad mends ties with regional powers after more than a decade of isolation. So a decade ago, you couldn't point to this. You now can.
No.
And again, I go back to what my show series was last year on the convergence of end time events. Four or five of these things happening at the same time. Very, very mathematically puzzling. 30, 40, 50 of them happening at one time. It's of biblical proportions.
Well, how many times in your life can you be struck by lightning would be my question. You know, it's kind of funny. We have all our apologists today that talk about the statistical improbability of the first coming prophecies happening in any one man. You know, that number's been given. If eight prophecies were fulfilled in the first coming of Jesus, it would be like filling the state of Texas 2 feet deep with dollar bills, silver dollars, mark the right one, blindfold a man, send him into the state of Texas, and let's say he just reaches down and grabs the right one. That's the statistical improbability, if not impossibility, of eight prophecies being fulfilled concerning Christ's first coming. I mean, why can't we use that same the same mathematics for the second coming prophecies? I mean, what are the statistical possibilities of the big three in existence against Israel, who has now been reborn as a nation, politically anyway, and now they're cooperating with each other. And if that weren't enough, God says, oh, by the way, Saudi Arabia is going to dissent. Now you have an explanation for that, albeit the Abraham Accords. I wish some of our scientists and mathematicians would tell me the statistical impossibility of that.
I mean, you know that I've asked that on the air several times. I've said that on the air several times. I wish someone who had the mathematical genius to do it would take this list of things in my series on the convergence of end time events and tell me what is the mathematical probability that all these things could be occurring at the same time. Because I don't know how to do that. I know people do. I'd love to see the number because I think it's, again, mathematically impossible for these things to occur at the same time on their own as a coincidence. As a coincidence.
Yeah. Well, Peter Stoner is the guy that gave us the first coming statistic. And I have no idea whether that gentleman's still alive. I know he was a credentialed mathematician, scientist, and all of that. If he's still alive, I have a feeling that he's not. But I would love to email him and ask him this very question.
Let's go to the next one. We've talked about this several times. It warrants being mentioned again, though. Iran has enough uranium for five nukes, not just one. Five. This, again, is where we thought Netanyahu would respond. I've been pretty critical of him because I think he's done a lot of bloviating and not enough action. You know, he implied to Jimmy DeYoung, who interviewed him and others, he would never let this happen, and yet here it is.
Yeah, and we could go back to the Obama years. Obama could have taken Iran out. In fact, Michelle Bachmann told him to do that, and he just laughed her off, of course. So now Iran has not just the motive, but she has the means for executing what Ezekiel chapters 38 and 39 says. And this article says Iran is North Korea times 50. There is no American city that Iran will not be able to reach with this new weaponry that she's about to get her hands on.
My friend
and
Robert.
Keep in mind.
Yeah.
Well, keep in mind that Israel is the little Satan or the great Satan.
Well,
so don't just think this is an Israel thing. This is a U.S. Iranian thing also.
Well, you ready to get a chill up your spine?
Sure.
American Military News, this is just coming out. Bomb intercepted by CBP officers at U.S.-Mexico border. Shocker. They're smuggling in bombs to the U.S. A homemade bomb was discovered along the U.S.-Mexico border in Arizona on Friday, according to a U.S. Customs and Border Protection statement provided to journalist Ali Bradley. Exclusive. An improvised explosive device bound for the U.S. was intercepted at an Arizona port of entry. The improvised explosive device was intercepted during secondary inspection by CBP officers at the Douglas, Arizona point of entry on May 6th. The IED was made using an M&M container with electrical tape. Blue and red wires were exposed at the end of the container. I'm waiting for more information regarding who attempted to get the device into the country. End quote. And there's a picture of it. So we have again warned on this broadcast over and over about the red-green axis, them bringing in biological agents, bringing in weapons, bringing in explosives, bringing in small nuclear devices, and from what you need for a dirty bomb. And here we have now coming out today, brand new report today, yesterday, May 11th, bomb intercepted at the border. Dr. Woods?
Well, was it Gomer Pyle? Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Exactly.
I mean, you interview Todd Bensman all the time.
All the time.
I mean, he, in one of his books, he says, I mean, this was a book written a few years back. He says, I've interviewed the folks coming in from the Middle East, from Iran. So the fact that they would come in with bombs, I mean, is that a big shock when you have a wide open border?
And again, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I believe you will see bombings in the U.S. like was commonplace in Israel. I hate to tell you, but you are going to see, I believe, bombings of restaurants. People sitting in a restaurant on a Friday night, enjoying a meal after a long week of work with their family, blown to smithereens, and if not killed, maimed, and losing limbs. I believe you are going to see this as common practice coming to America. And I'm not the only one saying it. Gordon Chang has said, as soon as we go to war with, and he'll be back on my broadcast next week, as soon as we go to war with China over Taiwan, they will let their CCP agents, who are already here in the U.S., carry out explosive bombings, terrorist attacks all over the U.S. We haven't even talked about Hamas, Hezbollah, Islamic Revolutionary Guard, or Iranian Revolutionary Guard. So, the American people, they really have no clue what's coming. Unless you listen to a show like this, they have no clue what's coming, do they?
No, and I panic over leaving my back door unlocked. You know, sometimes some of my family members will take the trash out or go feed the cats or whatever and leave it unlocked, and I get up and find it unlocked, and I'm upset about that. Think about having a whole southern border wide open.
That's a great analogy. That's a great analogy. All right, we're not going to take calls because we have too much to go through here with Dr. Andy Woods. His website, andywoodsministries.org, andywoodsministries.org. I'm sorry to just give you bad news after bad news. I'm going to try to leave you with some hope before the program's over. But like Trevor Loudon said, we're not little children. We're not little children. You don't get good news until you've earned it. The American people haven't earned the right for good news. So we're getting what we deserve because of our apathy. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Do you appreciate the free programs at worldviewradio.com, WVWTV.com? Do you appreciate the fact we put out a 24-hour-a-day stream of free television? By the way, did you know that's free for you to watch, but it's not free to us? We spend thousands of dollars a month in pushing out free programming. We have to pay the bandwidth. Every time someone listens to a radio show, watches a TV show, we get a bill. We have to pay the bandwidth bill. That comes to thousands of dollars a month, not counting the cost of our IT guys and all the other costs that go with producing television, the guys in the control room, and so much more. If you appreciate WVW Broadcast Network, would you partner with us? You can partner with us and help us push out free programming as a ministry of WVW Foundation, because you know what we could do? Put it all behind a paywall. But instead, we said, let's not do that. Let's push out programming for free as a ministry of the WVW Foundation. Would you please consider making a contribution right now at WVWFoundation.com? That's WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. You can also use our phone number and make a contribution over the phone by calling 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Thank you for supporting free programming through WVWFoundation.com. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Our guest, Dr. Andy Woods, andywoodsministries.org, andywoodsministries.org. We put these broadcasts up as an MP3 at worldviewradio.com. They're an MP3 at worldviewradio.com. We put them up as a television show after we go off the air live at WVWTV.com. Let me share with you real quickly some of the headlines on demand from the TV show from last night. Todd Bensman live from border on Texas-Mexico standoff. Texas-Mexico standoff. You'll see a lot of footage. Over 7,000 pastors joined team to reelect President Trump. Did you know that? Over 7,000 pastors have reportedly joined a team to reelect President Trump. I find that interesting that so many of these pastors now want to get involved. That's so typical, unfortunately. When their ox is finally in the ditch, now they want to get politically involved. Is it really being politically involved? No, it's being biblically, being biblical shepherds. But I know pastors that were bemoaning Christian activism, and all Christian activism was a waste of time and money diverted from the gospel. And people that were doing it there, they were called rebel-rousing malcontents, and the Founding Fathers sinned and violated New Testament principles when they founded America. But as soon as their church was shut down during COVID, boy, they became some of the biggest political activists around, hiring lawyers and making lawsuits. Yeah, the rules for thee and the rules for me. So that's not uncommon. I've seen it for decades and decades where pastors don't want to get involved until they want to build a strip club, you know, too close to their church. And then they all of a sudden put up people to run for. I know one guy in San Diego. I know a pastor in San Diego, as people told me that. He was bemoaning anyone being politically involved until they tried to put in something like that real close to his church. Then he actually put up people to run for city council. So I wonder how many of these people, pastors, were involved before, but or versus those who are now going to get involved because their ox is in the ditch. So in other words, it may be too little too late for some of these guys, but we'll see. Which banks are in danger of failing or collapsing? And then Leo Holman last night. Manufactured border crisis, manufactured border chaos will be used to force biometric digital ID on all Americans. Be watching for the promotion of the E-Verify, okay, and how that will be used to transition for all of us. Obama, Bush, Clinton joined forces to fly third world migrants into the United States. That's another one. Over all those are at WVWTV.com. Let's see, we got so many headlines today. Biotech firm beats Elon Musk Neuralink and has implemented brain chips in 50 people with ailments. Dr. Woods, why'd you include this in your report today?
To always be moving us in the direction of the mark of the beast. It never goes the opposite way. And, you know, as time progresses, we just see technologically how the Antichrist being able to keep track of everybody the way the mark of the beast demands that he will be able to. How the technology is certainly moving always in that direction.
Okay, this one blows my mind. Scientists can now read your mind. AI turns people's thoughts into text in real time. Is this? And what shocked me was it said that this was being done without using a brain implant. What?
No.
How is this being done then?
Well, it's just the AI technology and where it's at. And boy, if that's true, if all of this is true, goodbye privacy and hello an Orwellian dictatorship where your thoughts are actually being monitored.
Okay, look, I mean, it was through MRI machines. Okay, A study put three people in MRI machines and got them to listen to stories. For the first time, researchers claim they produced a rolling text of people's thoughts and not just single words or sentences without using a brain implant. Whew!
Yeah, technology is evolving to the point where you will not be able to hide. And you could see how a future Antichrist will exploit this for worldwide control.
Oh, my. You will not be able to buy or sell, but this brings it to a whole nother level. This brings it to a whole nother level.
Yeah, Yeah?
Where
are you supposed to hide if they can read your thoughts? You know? I mean, there's nowhere to hide. Now, granted, as you get into the article, it talks about how it's developing.
It's about 50% accuracy, and it's giving the main points of what they're thinking. But if you got 50% accuracy at this point, it's pretty amazing. I mean, they're just starting out, and they're already at 50% accuracy.
Well, you can understand why the founders of AI now are saying shut it down or we're all going to die, or they're quitting their jobs so they can devote themselves full time to preaching concerning the dangers of AI. This is just the, you know, you mentioned the different signs coming together simultaneously. You mentioned Israel, a number of other things. Well, here's another one to keep your eye on: last days technology. The prophecies of the end times presuppose a technological awareness. And I think for the first time, our world is moving in that direction.
The researchers point out it took 16 hours of training with someone listening to podcasts in an MRI machine for the computer model to understand their brain patterns and interpret what they were thinking. So the AI learned over the course of the 16 hours, so-called learned. People were also able to sabotage the technology using methods like mentally listing animals' names to stop it reading their thoughts. Jerry Tang, lead author of the study from the University of Texas at Austin, said he could not prove a false sense of security that the technology might not have the potential to eavesdrop on people's thoughts in the future, and said it could be misused now. He said, quote, "We take very seriously the concerns it could be used for bad purposes." Yeah, well, I bet you do. Dr. Woods?
Yeah, there's a line in there that says the breakthrough raises concerns about mental privacy, as it could be the first step able to eavesdrop on others' thoughts. You know, we talk about big regimes eavesdropping on people's phone conversations. Think about a technology which would enable them to eavesdrop on what they're thinking.
Indeed.
As I said before, there's no place to hide.
All right, give us some good news. Give us some hope before we leave.
Well, the good news is Jesus stepped out of eternity into time to absorb the wrath of a holy God in our place. He said, "It is finished." And then he said, "Here's what you have to do to be made right with me. Trust not in your own good works, but in the good work I did with you 2,000 years ago. And if you do that, you're tied into certain promises, not the least of which is before the wrath of God hits planet Earth, Jesus is coming back to rescue his church from the earth via the rapture. So the world is not falling apart, it's falling into place. The best is yet to come, and the world is growing gloriously dark.
Our redemption draweth nigh, folks. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on BCY America.
Hello, I'm Brannon House. Did you know that we sponsor a Sunday night service? And I've been hosting that Sunday night service since 2015. You can watch our Sunday night service live Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Central Time at wvwtv.com/live. wvwtv.com/live. If you appreciate the fact that we hold this Sunday night service and all the other broadcast ministries that are made possible in part through the WVW Foundation, would you consider a contribution to the WVW Foundation right now at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there, and you can use our phone line, 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Thank you.